Told you Off the Cuff would be around in the summer, and we have a lot to talk about in this episode, so sit back, relax, and get ready, because there's a pretty long rant in this one. Roll the music! Off the Cuff, episode number 13. Wow, not live. We're recording. But we can say live, right? Yeah, we're going to say live. We're live, Off the Cuff, episode number 13. Let's go ahead and jump right into it. We start off with the big news coming out of the weekend. Julio Jones is now a Tennessee Titan for only a second round pick and a fourth round pick. Let's go ahead and break this down. Personally, I really do think, I think Tennessee's been the favorites even before this, because, you know, I know a lot of people are going to say, you know, what about Indianapolis? I think Indianapolis, you know, they're still, it's so iffy to pick Indy right now. I think they could finish second, but Indy's season depends on one of two things, being healthy and Carson Wentz, mainly Carson Wentz. If Carson Wentz doesn't play well, or at least doesn't play above the level of Phillip Rivers, this team is going to struggle. They're not going to be that good. They're going to struggle, I think, because, I mean, who's going to play quarterback? Jacob Eason? Sam Ellinger? No. Oh, not right now, at least. I mean, maybe. We don't know how they're doing. We don't know how development's going, because we haven't seen them in a preseason game yet. We will see them in a preseason game here very, very, very soon. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. As for Tennessee, you know, they kind of remind me of the Dallas Cowboys right now, where they have a really loaded offense, but their defense, I mean, what's on that defensive side of the ball for Tennessee this coming season? Not much. Not much. I mean, we'll really have to see what happens. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with this Tennessee team. I think they're going to be really good. I mean, Julio Jones, A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, King Henry will sit on his throne for as long as he shall please. Jason, Jordan, that one was for you. That one was for you. Because, hey, King Henry will sit on his throne for as long as he shall please. Are Tennessee Super Bowl contenders? I think you could throw them in that Super Bowl bubble now. I mean, if you're any normal NFL fan, you'll throw them in that Super Bowl bubble, because, I mean, they're in contention. There's no question about it. Whether you think they're going to go there or not, they're in contention. They're in contention, and they're going to have a really good shot, and I can't wait to see what they do with this team. It's going to be very interesting to see. Now, coming up after this little promo break we're going to have right here, we're going to try this out for the first time ever. We are going to talk about the NBA playoffs. We're going to get into it. And, you know, I was totally wrong about this first round. And we got a nice little tasty rant for you, Skip Bayless, and every LeBron hater in the world. That's all coming up next on Off the Cuff. Hey, 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 you're listening to Off the Cuff right now. And hey, if you like this episode, go ahead and go check out some other previous episodes. If you want to see an exclusive interview with IMS Radio Director Chris Pollock, you can go check that out. Isaiah was also along with Mr. Matthews. I don't know why I said Isaiah, because I'm Isaiah doing this promo. But once again, go check out previous Off the Cuff episodes after you get done with this one. So I'm Isaiah, sending it back to Isaiah to talk about the NBA playoffs. And boy, he sucked with his predictions. Back to you. Thank you, Isaiah. I appreciate that. Man, that Isaiah kid, he has got some talent in him. Totally was not just me that now. That was my twin brother, Isaiah. But we're back. Off the Cuff, it's Isaiah, who just, you know, was in the promo. But that was my twin brother. You know, come on. Have a little imagination, as SpongeBob would say in that one episode. Did you guys watch SpongeBob growing up? I enjoyed it. It's weird because, like, I didn't watch it growing up, but I watched it around third and fourth grade. Like, I didn't watch it until then. It was weird. But let's get into it. The NBA playoffs, it's been a wild one. Let's start off with the first round. Atlanta beat Washington in five games. Not really surprised at all by this one. I thought they were going to sweep, but they did not. So came to a shock, came as a shocker to me. Joel Embiid, if you ask me, he is not the MVP for people saying that. Alonzo thinking he's MVP when he's not. Well, I'll tell you who the MVP is in a second when we get to that team. Washington, it's Washington. If you thought they were going to beat Philly, you're tripping. Next up, Atlanta, New York. I had a lot of trouble predicting this one. I think I had Atlanta winning in 6 or 7. I was totally wrong. They won in 5. Good job, Atlanta. Congratulations. Next up, I don't even want to talk. Oh, we have Milwaukee and Miami, and Milwaukee swept. I had Miami winning this one, and it didn't go to plan. It really didn't. It honestly, you know, I shouldn't even be allowed to record after this horrible take. I had Miami winning, but Milwaukee won. They swept. They killed them. They won by like almost 20, by over 20 points almost every game that they play in this playoff series. Why do I have a microphone? Next up, Brooklyn and Boston. I got this one right. Actually, no, I didn't. I was off by a game. I had Brooklyn sweeping. I think I did, right? I don't remember. All I know is I think I had Brooklyn sweeping. They won in 5 games. Jason Tatum, bona fide superstar. Here's what I would do if I'm Boston. There's new management. Brad Stevens is now the general manager. I'm talking to Terry Stotts down there in Portland because it looks like he is going to part ways with Portland, bring him in as head coach. I trade Kemba Walker for De'Aaron Fox. I trade Jaylen Brown for Miles Turner or CJ McCollum, one of the two. Boom. Championship team right there. That means then you have De'Aaron Fox, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, no, Jason Tatum, someone at the 4 that I wouldn't know, and then at the 5, you have Miles Turner. Booyaka, booyaka. 619. You guys watch WWE growing up? Did you guys hear WWE's looking to sell? That's crazy. Rumored is it's going to be NBC, Universal, or Disney. Could you imagine Disney and WWE? I don't even want to. Let's just move on. Back to the NBA playoffs. Oof. That's a weird one to think about, folks. Let's move on to the West now. Utah beat Memphis in 5 games. All right, perfect, cool. I'm glad. By the way, though, New Orleans, when are you going to get into the playoffs? Zion, come on. LaMelo took all your hype this season, dude. You need to kick it into high gear or full gear. Ja's already been in the playoffs twice, right? Or is this his first time? I thought he got in last year in the bubble. Maybe I'm tripping. I may be tripping. I don't know. But congrats to Memphis for getting in. You will now leave. And, yeah. Utah in 5. My finals picks are still in. Oh gosh. Clippers, Mavericks. Clippers 1-7. Let's get into it. Let's get into it here. Skip Bayless tweeted, "The Clippers' comeback against the Mavericks was greater than LeBron's comeback in 2016 when he came down from a 3-1 lead." This is why no one watches Undisputed right here for this exact reason. Skip, I realize he's doing this for clicks. He's doing this for people like me to get mad about. Sorry. I'm going to get mad about it because it's just a stupidity to even think that. Like, if you're that desperate for viewers where you need to say something as stupid as that, shouldn't be on the television. Shouldn't be talking about it at all. It seems like every year, he comes up with a stupid take after stupid take. We've already had enough of your stupid takes, Skip. And I mean, the Dak Prescott one was horrible. This one is on the same level as that one. Are you serious? The Clippers should have won this series in 6 or 5 games. If anything, this is not an achievement. This is not greater than anything. This is a horrible thing to see. This is a disgrace for the Clippers. They shouldn't have lost this game. They shouldn't have won this series in 7 games. This series should have been over with in about 5 or 6. Maybe probably 5. But no. Luka was by himself in this series. It was Luka and a guy named Finney Smith. That's pretty much it. Because Kristaps Porzingis looking like Pandemic P Jr. out there. Paul George will always be Pandemic P. The original. Come on, folks. But good job to Paul George. 20 points, consistently besides game one, where he only had 11 and he shot like 11 for 20. But we won't, not 11 for 20, about 9 for 20. But we won't talk about that. We won't talk about that at all. 10 in Portland. I actually had Portland winning this series, but Nikola Jokic, who is the MVP of the league this year, averaging almost a triple-double. But in some cases, in some people's eyes, Alonzo, don't think he should be MVP. Okay. I mean, what is it? 26 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists. Oof. Oh, from a center. Oh, man. Come on now. Nikola Jokic, your MVP, folks. He said, look, I'm going to get us past the first round. I don't need Jamal Murray. That's what he did. Phoenix and L.A., simple as this, folks. To everybody that made fun of LeBron, made fun of the Lakers, I'm going to give it to you straight, right here, right now. Lakers had 71 days to prepare for this season, along with the Miami Heat. The Lakers have been hurt for prematurely the whole year. AD got hurt, LeBron got hurt, they haven't been 100%, they weren't 100% going into this series. AD then got hurt again. Dennis Schroeder, not playing like Dennis Schroeder. KCP is really good. Alex Caruso, we don't even need to talk about Alex Caruso. That is the GOAT. That is the GOAT. Had an off series, though, I will say that. Had a very poor, oof. He didn't even play that much. I don't think he played in like 2 games. And like another thing. Why were people saying LeBron's legacy was on the line? Are you serious? I almost fell out of my chair. LeBron's legacy was not on the line. It was a round one loss. What?
LeBron's legacy was on the line in this one, folks.
No, it was not. What we're seeing, folks, is the turn of the tide. We're starting to see the new age come into the league. Ja Morant, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, Jason Tate. We're seeing all these new guys start to take over. This was just a matter of Chris Paul came in and did what I said they were going to do, be a top three team in the West, and they beat a Lakers team that was hurt and only had 71 days to prepare for this season. Phoenix was probably some of the teams that had the most time to prepare for the season because last year the Suns sucked. They sucked. Simple as that. Phoenix, I'm not discrediting Phoenix. They're a great team this year, really good team this year. They're second in the West for a reason. I'm just saying, they beat up on a Lakers team that was hurt. Simple as that. I don't want to hear this was about LeBron's legacy. It wasn't. He lost in the first round after being hurt and AD being hurt. Okay, moving on. It's all that needed to be said. Everyone was like, oh, LeBron, just shows why he's not as good as Jordan. Why? He's not as good as Jordan, but this is another reason as why he's not as good as Jordan. Because he couldn't beat a team with a bunch of bums. He couldn't beat a team with just bums. He can't, like, I don't get people's logic. Jordan had Scottie Pippen his whole career. LeBron can't have AD. It's like going back to last year and people were like, oh, LeBron got an easy championship because he didn't play the Clippers. But those are the same people where when they lost in game one to Portland, people were like, oh, Portland's gonna beat LA. Nope, they won in 5 games. Oh, Houston beat LA in game one in the second round. Oh, Houston's going to beat LA. LA beat them in 5 games. Oh, Denver won in game one. They're going to beat LA. No, Lakers won in 5. Like, stop. All you people said that this was competition, but then once they won the chip last year, you said, oh, they didn't play the Clippers, so it doesn't count. It's an invalid ring for LeBron. Stop it. Get out. No, you're wrong. Skip said that. Just another reason to show why no one watches Undisputed. Come on now. That's why I watch First Take. I don't even watch really either of them, but if I had to pick, and if I had to turn on the TV, I'm turning on First Take. It's just weird how people were when LeBron lost. Just the way people acted and like said, oh, LeBron's legacy was on the line, da-da-da-da-da. That makes no sense in the world. I don't understand what people were getting at when they said that. Makes absolutely no sense. Let's move on to the next. Oh, we got to move on to the second round now. We go back up to the top. Atlanta and Philly. look, I did horrible in the first round with my predictions. If you haven't, go check that out, episode 12. With this, though, I gotta go with Philly in six. I'm staying strong. I've been on this Philly train for too long. I've been on the Ben Simmons hype train for too long, and I ain't hopping off now, folks. Philly's going to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then give me Brooklyn beating Milwaukee in a sweep. Like I've said, Milwaukee's the most overrated team in the East, and they will show why in this one. They already have shown why, besides in the first round, when they took on a Heat team that had 71 days to prepare for the season. But that's not the point. Utah and L.A., I want Utah to win in four so bad, but I know it won't happen. Give me Utah in six. And then Denver versus Phoenix. Phoenix is already leading this series 1-0. Give me Phoenix in five. Probably six, but I'm going to go five. Give me Phoenix in five. I like that. I like that a lot. Ooh. Phoenix in five. And then I won't predict the Western Conference Finals and Eastern Conference Finals until we get to that point. My finals picks are still in. My finals pick is Utah and Brooklyn. Hopefully they remain there for the time being. Hopefully they get there. And I think I have Utah winning, and I think seven seems pretty fair, especially if they're going up against meditating Kyrie, stat patter Harden, and the best shot creator to ever play the game of basketball in Kevin Durant. Simple as that. Let's go ahead. I'm going to keep talking about NBA. I had a conversation with the same person that doesn't think Nikola Jokic should be MVP, even though he's averaging a triple-double. Shout out to Alonzo. I kind of said this, and I think he agreed with me. I'm interested to see what people would think about this. I think the greatest shooter of all time is Curry. Like any normal human being, you would say that. I think the best work ethic in being clutch, Kobe. I think there's no question. It's Kobe. Just athletically and freakly-ish gifted, LeBron and Zion. I think there's not a question there. And then I think the best shot creator ever is KD. Like, the ability to create his own shot whenever, it's Kevin Durant. No question. As much as I don't like KD, it's true. He's 7 foot. The NBA marks him at like 6'10", 6'11". That man is 7 foot tall at small forward. Give me a break. It's the best shot creator of all time. He can create his own shot whenever. He is just athletically gifted to create his own shot. I mean, he was just given he's 7 foot tall. Why can I be 7 feet tall? How is he 7 foot tall and he moves like that? I don't know why I'm coughing all of a sudden. No, I don't got COVID. I didn't cough into the mic. I backed up a little bit. So don't worry. I don't got the COVID. We beat COVID. We beat COVID, folks. All right? We beat COVID. Successfully beat COVID. We're still in this war, but I can definitely say this war is about to come to an end. We beat COVID, folks. And if you're asking me, Isaiah, are you wearing a mask while being this close to a mic? You hear this? You hear the little ruffling going on? That's the mask that I got on while recording this episode. Gotta stay safe, folks. Gotta stay safe. And that, I think, is going to... No! We always forget something. I don't know how we always forget something, but we always do. And it's partially my fault. Logan Paul, Floyd Mayweather. I'm going to make this one pretty short and sweet and get to the point here. Logan did good in the first two rounds. I think he won the first two rounds, but Floyd did what Floyd Mayweather does. Feel out process, and then the next six rounds absolutely went to destroy him. And then Jake Paul, after the fight, says, "Oh my gosh, my brother beat Floyd Mayweather." No, he didn't. He beat him for two rounds. Congrats on that. Congrats. You beat him for two rounds, not the whole fight. Wow. Wow. But yeah, I think Logan did good. Bellator, the second biggest American MMA promotion, said they would welcome both Paul brothers. Oh no, they would just welcome Logan in. They didn't speak on Jake. Man, what is Isaiah doing? So what happened there, folks, was Isaiah, while recording, clicked the space bar. And now I have to come back in here and send it back to him. He wants me to run the intro. So here we go. I'll click it on 3, 2, 1. You know, there the intro's rolling. So here we go. Let's send it back to Isaiah on where he was talking about, I think, Floyd and Logan. Fight sucked anyways, and we're talking about it on the show stinks. Send it back to Isaiah. Thank you for that wonderful intro there. Yeah, I accidentally misclicked the space bar there. But yeah, we'll have to see what happens. But in all seriousness, you know, looking away from the Logan Paul stuff, you know, Logan Paul got paid $20 million to fight Floyd Mayweather. Yet these UFC guys, who are a lot more popular than the boxers these days, are only getting paid like $500K, $200K, sometimes $1 million. You know, Conor gets paid, I think, $5 million. You know, they should be getting paid a lot more, especially John Jones. You know, he should be getting paid. He wants Tyson Fury money. He should be getting Tyson Fury money, to be perfectly honest with you. But that's going to do it. Off the cuff, episode 13. A lot of mistakes were made in this episode, it seems, with me alone. So hopefully, you know, this isn't a foreshadowing for episodes to come. After you get done watching this episode right here, go check out episode 12 in the interview. A lot much better than this one. No, I'm kidding. It was a bit of a struggle today. I won't lie. Thank you for listening. I will see you guys for episode number 14, and it should be coming your way very, very soon. Hopefully next week. Hopefully it even gets uploaded if this show isn't canceled. See y'all next time.